You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come to town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made money shine. I'm a revenue man, want a granddaddy bad. Hit it up a holler, everything had. For my time, but I've been told you never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, Attorney Todd L. Levitt. Happy to be sharing planet Earth today with all my fellow Earthlings, broadcasting 100,000 watts strong as we always do right here on 98.5 WUPS, podcasting on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, and our amazing UPS app. That app is outstanding, so get to the App Store. It's free. Just type in, you type or poke in or touch in WUPS. Download the free app, and you can listen to WUPS 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's right, 24 hours, 7 days a week. I feel like a rock DJ when I say that. 24 hours, 7 days a week right here on WUPS, Todd's Rock Block. Hey, opening the show strong today. How'd you like that music? That's an oldie. I don't just mosh pit rock it out hardcore. I like a little classic country rock once in a while, and that was some Steve Earle with Copperhead Road. That's a classic. I love that song. And we're going to be coming back from break with that song throughout the entire show. And if you're just tuned in for the first time, what took you so long? Happy you're joining. And if you're on your way to church, waking up, having breakfast, thanks for tuning in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show of Mount Pleasant's very own criminal defense attorney, cannabis consultant specialist. Yes, folks, I do consult with individuals and corporations seeking to enter into the legal cannabis business here in the state of Michigan and throughout the country. I'm proud to say, because of this show and the power of the station with the app and broadcasting and podcasting, I have been able to contact and connect with amazing men and women from all over the universe, this great planet Earth, to consult and assist them with all their needs. But I'm only licensed to practice law in the Mitten State. That's right, folks. We are the Mitten State. The great thing about the state of Michigan is that we were born with a map. I mean, if you really think about it, this amazing earth we live on, if you're in Michigan, we happen to be in a state that literally looks like our right and left hand. I mean, how awesome is that? How about the state of Florida? If you turn your thumb upside down and point it downwards, does that not look like Florida and the Gulf Coast there? I'm looking at it right now. So there's literally two states you can do that with, Michigan and Florida. Just turn your thumb upside down and point down like you're saying no. That's awesome. But we are a law show, and we have a lot of law to get to today. We are going to be discussing, of course, as we do each week, some cannabis issues. The state of Michigan, for the past number of years, has been wrongfully, and I say wrongfully because it's now unconstitutional, stopping motorists who have a legal right to possess cannabis because they are medical marijuana card holders, and if they were transporting their medicine outside of what the law required, they were being charged with a misdemeanor of illegal transportation or possession of usable marijuana, which was, up until recently, a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 93 days in jail, court costs, a fine, not more than $500, or both. The Court of Appeals, rightfully so, December of 2016, ruled that the law, as it stood, was in conflict with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act and found in favor of us people, one for the people. I'm going to be discussing and interpreting, it's hard to say that word, what the decision is or was and what that means for you. We're also going to be talking about proper interlock use. If you or somebody you know is operating a motor vehicle with an ignition interlock device, otherwise known as a blow-and-go device, I cannot tell you. This is one of my specialties. I have been specializing. I advertise for it in driver's license restoration. Have been doing so for 23 years. And it's unbelievable what an individual has to go through to reinstate his or her driving privileges. Once those privileges are reinstated, if they fall under the law that requires an ignition interlock device, there are certain things that you're supposed to do and certain things you're not supposed to do. And we're going to be discussing what you are responsible for and what happens if you fail to comply with the law. It's not hard to comply. Just don't drink and drive once you have the device installed in your vehicle. But there's other reasons why people violate that. We will be talking about that right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I have an email from a user, maybe a user. I have an email from someone from Kansas City that listens to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And if you are a podcast listener around this Earth, planet Earth, I'm really into planet Earth today, because if you think about it, yes, we are Americans, but we share this beautiful planet Earth with a lot of other earthlings and creatures and all kinds of interesting plants and animals and all that great stuff. I don't know. You may wonder, what was I doing all week? And then I'm sitting here talking about planet Earth all, you know, throughout the show. I don't know. We'll leave that to your imagination. But I do have an email from somebody in Kansas City, and you can email me at centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments and or questions. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. Just look me up on LinkedIn. I have over 1,000 people I connect with. LinkedIn's a great communication format for men and women in the business world. But a question is, where can you legally smoke weed now in this great country of ours? Not where it's necessarily medical marijuana, but where is it actually legal to smoke? So I'm going to answer that later in the show. And I got some other interesting tidbits to get to. But huge shout out to the owners of Black Diamond Broadcast Group, Norm and Mike, and Cherie, Beth, for putting on an outstanding, outstanding party last weekend up at Shanty Creek, Shush Mountain. If you have never been to Shanty Creek or Shush Mountain, wow, that place is outstanding. There must have been 3 feet of snow on the ground. Great party, great games, great food. Big shout out to Norm, Mike, Beth, and Cherie. Cherie puts on, you know, all the games and organizes everything, and she does a great job. I got to meet a lot of other radio personalities from 105.1, one of my favorite rock and roll stations out of Traverse City, and other radio personalities from some of the other stations that are now part of the amazing Black Diamond Broadcast Group. Also, I had an opportunity to hop on my fat bike and shred the gnar down the backside of Shush Mountain, but the mountain bike course out there at Shush was outstanding. And met some nice folks out there who own the bike shop in Bel Air, who actually oversee the Fat Bike Rentals. And they own Pedals and Pedals right there in Bel Air. I like saying the word Pedals and Pedals. That's a great name for a bike shop, Pedals and Pedals. But they were really helpful. I had my own fat bike. Great groom course. Big shout out to Marjorie and Patrick, who own the shop up there. If you get up to Bel Air, Michigan, you definitely want to check out that bike shop. And Glacial Hills, great mountain bike course up there in Bel Air. You can fat bike it and ride it all year round. So that was a great, great party. Also, big announcement, huge announcement, sort of selfish announcement here. Snow Snake. If you've never been to Snow Snake, it's a great location, destination right here in mid-Michigan, right off of Mansiding Road, north of Clare, just on the south edge of Harrison, right off of 127. They have snowboarding, tubing, skiing. You can take lessons. They have a zip line. They have golf in the summertime. And the owner, my man Clary, great family, the Clary family, John Clary, great guy, also a fellow biker. He decided he was going to groom some fat bike trails for us fat bikers. And if you have never been on a fat bike, borrow one, rent one, go up to Snow Snake. He's got an awesome 5-point something mile trail throughout the golf course and a mile plus loop in and around the zip line course. It's awesome. I mean, being on a fat bike in the winter, I mean, there's a lot of sledders out there. There's a lot of ice fishermen and women, snowboarders, cross-country skiers, joggers running. Get on a fat bike. Get out to Ray's Bike Shop, Motorless Motion, Terry's Bike Shop, Napper, Malpe. Get up to Pedals and Pedals. Just purchase a fat bike. It is the most amazing, extraordinary feeling. You would think this show's all about biking all the time, but, you know, we were born to live, and we're on planet Earth for a reason, so get out there and live. But we are a law show, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, and we have a lot of info to get to. After break, we're going to be discussing where you can legally smoke cannabis now and which states and how much can you possess. We're going to be talking about proper interlock use if you're granted an ignition interlock device. And we will be discussing the recent Court of Appeals decision where the court ruled that the law of transporting of medical marijuana is unconstitutional and in conflict with the Medical Marijuana Act. So we'll be right back after this break.
You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. They only come a town about twice a year. They buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made money shine. I'm a revenue man, want a granddaddy bad. Hit it up a holler, everything had. For my time, but I've been told you never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with Copperhead Road. Thanks to Jackie Starr, who runs my life and office at Levitt Law Firm, for picking that song this week. You could thank Jackie for that song. She said, Todd, I love the song Copperhead Road. And I agree. I used to listen to that song all the time by Steve Earle. I said, Jackie, this goes out to you and Anthony Starr and all the listeners, Copperhead Road for Jackie Starr. So if you call my office at 989-772, you can talk to Jackie Starr. I call her the alpha female boss of the world because she runs the show here for us. Outstanding, outstanding. Thanks for that, Jackie. Okay, let's get right to it. In the state of Michigan, a person who is a medical marijuana card holder or caregiver prior to December of 2016, if you or someone you knew or know were transporting usable marijuana as defined under the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, meaning if you were a cardholder or caregiver, you were operating a motor vehicle, you could be charged with a misdemeanor if you were not transporting with a 93-day misdemeanor and or a fine of not more than $500 or both if you were not complying with one of the following. So you're a cardholder, you're a caregiver, you're in a motor vehicle, you were transporting usable marijuana. If it was not enclosed in a case that was carried in the trunk of the vehicle, then you are going to be in violation of 750.474. That's right, folks. So let's think about this. You have a legal right to possess something, and yet there's a law out there that says, okay, yes, you have a legal right to possess it, but if you're not possessing it in this exact manner and you're stopped, and after an investigation it's discovered that you're not complying because it's not in an enclosed case or the trunk of a vehicle, or it enclosed in a case that is not readily accessible from the interior of the vehicle, if the vehicle is one in which the person is traveling, does not have a trunk, meaning that if you didn't have a trunk, it had to be in the vehicle outside of arm's reach. Okay, and I dealt as a defense attorney with these issues over and over again, as did a lot of my colleagues. And so this law that was on the books for years, and all the men and women out there who were being stopped with cards, and if you were convicted of illegal transportation of medical marijuana, you have a right under the recent decision by the Court of Appeals this past last year, December 20th of 2016, to file a motion in the court in which you were convicted to have that conviction set aside and your money returned. It's retroactive, folks. It is retroactive. That is huge. So there's a lot of men and women out there who are cardholders and caregivers. You were driving up and down 127, 131, or whichever highway or roadway in the state of Michigan you were traveling on. You may have been stopped for a speeding ticket. The officer may have said, I smell marijuana. Are you a cardholder? And you say, yes. And the officer would then ask, well, where is it located? And if it was located in your console next to the driver and passenger seat, you would have been arrested potentially, if not ticketed, for this misdemeanor of illegal transportation of medical marijuana. Well, myself, together with all these other attorneys who specialize in the defense of cannabis, we were up in arms. And our argument was, which thank goodness the Court of Appeals agreed, was how on the one hand can you have a legal right to possess something? Then there's another law that says, okay, you have a legal right to possess it, but if you're possessing it, we're going to penalize you even more so than the law at hand allows for. Let me explain that to you. How about I just describe what the Court of Appeals ruled? Okay. So the Court of Appeals, with a three-judge panel, basically took a look at this case. There was a case out of Clinton County, Michigan. That's down by St. John's. And there was an individual who was stopped in his motor vehicle, found to be a cardholder, and he was transporting his medicine. Well, under the statute as it stood at that time, he obviously was not transporting it in an enclosed case. He was charged. His lawyer filed a motion. The courts ruled against him and went all the way to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals, thank goodness, ruled that, and this is what the ruling was, that the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act defines medical use as the acquisition, possession, use, delivery, transfer, or transportation of marijuana relating to the administration of marijuana to treat or alleviate a registered qualifying patient's debilitating medical condition or associated symptoms. Emphasis added, by the way. And that's, by the way, you can look that statute up. MCL, Michigan Connotated Laws, 333.26423, parentheses F. As I said, emphasis added. Here's the issue here. Now, you have that statute that gives cardholders and caregivers a right to possess, to transport, deliver, transfer, and use. Now you have the section 750.474 that made it illegal, albeit you have a right to possess it. It's now saying it's illegal to possess it if you're possessing it a certain way. That's a complete conflict right there between the two laws. Okay. So the illegal transportation of marijuana statute expressly referred to the provision of the act, the Medical Marijuana Act. It did refer to it, but it unambiguously seeks to place additional requirements, folks, on the transportation of medical marijuana beyond those imposed by the law as it stood. So the bottom line is, let me explain this in lay terms. You have a right. There's a law that says you have a right to do something. Now you have another law that comes along and says, okay, we acknowledge you have a right to do it, but we're gonna add all these criminal penalties on top of your legal right to do something in the case that you're not doing it in a certain way. And that's ridiculous. I always felt that, okay, give me a break. My client has or is allowed to possess 2.5 ounces and can transport those 2.5 ounces of medicine. And albeit this person is stopped or pulled over because maybe they had a flat tire, an officer comes up for a safety check and starts questioning because they have a right to do that. They're just having an investigation. They're just asking you questions. You have a right to remain silent. But they ask the driver, are you a card holder? The card holder says yes. There happens to be a few grams or an ounce of the 2.5, you know, on the side door, in the back seat, not in the trunk of the vehicle. Why is it that you should then be arrested and charged with a criminal penal code crime when you have a legal right under the law to possess that in the first place. And you should have immunity. And here comes this law, you know, 750.474, that says you should be arrested and charged with an additional misdemeanor when you have a legal right to do it in the first place. That's such a conflict. It's so unconstitutional. Well, thank goodness the Court of Appeals, in a majority decision, it's only a three-panel judges sitting, one judge dissenting, agreed with the people that the law on its face penalizes citizens for something they already have a legal right to possess. So kudos to the Court of Appeals for coming through for us people. So you can no longer be charged or convicted of illegal transportation of medical marijuana. And if you or someone you know has been convicted or has a conviction on your record, call my office. I'll file a motion to set aside the conviction and get your money back. It's retroactive. So, but think about all those people, the thousands and thousands of people who were misplaced, arrested, placed in handcuffs, missed work, picking their kids up from daycare, all because our men and women in Lansing could not get their act together once again and screwed the citizens of the state of Michigan when they already had a legal right to do something. I mean, how do you pass a law that says you can do something, then pass another law that says, okay, we understand you have a right to do something, but we're still going to find a way to penalize you? Makes no sense whatsoever. Anyhow, we have to go to break right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We have a ton of law to get to, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that he made money shine. I'm a revenue man, want a granddaddy bad. Hit it up a holler, everything had. For my time, but I've been told you never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong again with Copperhead Road, if you're wondering where that tunage is from and who sings that. Steve Earle, back in the day, some great, great music. It was just one from the archives. And Jackie Starr, my alpha female boss here at Levitt Law Firm, she said, Todd, how about some Copperhead Road? I said, Jackie, big shout out to you and Anthony. We're going to play that on the show this Sunday morning. So, and if you're just tuning in, you can catch any portion of the show on SoundCloud, Podbean, or iTunes. And be sure to download the app at UPS. Go to the App Store. It is free. During the last segment, just to catch you up, I was discussing the recent Court of Appeals decision that ruled that the law of illegal transportation of medical marijuana is no longer constitutional. Basically, it was in conflict with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act because basically, folks, how can you be in violation breaking the law when you have a legal right to do something in the first place? So that law is now null and void. And if you've been convicted of that, make sure you call your attorney or some attorney who knows what they are doing and call my office and I'll file a motion to set aside the conviction. Now, before we get to this next segment, which with tons of information, big, big, big shout out to my buddy Kerry down at iGrow 365. We're putting on a huge seminar coming up in February here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And the folks from iGrow 365 will be present. Those guys are like family to me. So it's a great company, great products. And looking forward to seeing Kerry and the crew and his brother and Ari. Big shout out to my buddy. And this is my man, Jeremy Blue. You know, if you got a name like Jeremy Blue, I just want to say that over and over. He's a good friend, and ran into him last week at one of the gas stations. And I said, Jeremy, well, first he said, Todd, I love the show. I said, Jeremy, I love your name. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm going to give you a big shout out on the radio. So big shout out to my man, Jeremy Blue. If you have a name like Jeremy Blue, you can't go wrong. Sounds like a linebacker or, you know, a tight end, something like Kronkowski. I mean, it's like crying. And Jeremy's a big, husky guy, good-looking guy, big, husky guy, Jeremy Blue. So, in fact, I think I'm going to have a Field of Dreams moment with my buddy Jeremy. I'm going to go play catch with him come springtime. He's a great guy. Great guy. Let's get to an email from a listener. And yeah, folks, yes. Okay, yes. Do we talk about things other than cannabis? No. Yes, we do. In fact, I say this week in and week out, we do have a number of guests lined up. It's just these attorneys, it's tough to get them on the show sometimes because they have family time, they're busy, they're from other parts of the state. So you always have me every Sunday morning, and I hope you know that's entertaining enough for you. But we did get a question from a podcast listener who sent me an email at centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com. Where can I legally smoke weed now? Let's talk about Alaska. Adults 21 and over can light up in Alaska. It was back, folks, in early 2015 that our northernmost U.S. state made it legal for residents to use, possess, and transport up to an ounce of cannabis. Way to go, Alaska, up to an ounce of cannabis. That's unbelievable. I do have some more information in regards to California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Oregon, and Washington, and Nevada, and Washington, D.C., in regards to what the minimum amounts are in those states. And we'll get to those shortly in the show. Big shout out to Snow Snake and John Cleary once again for building that awesome Fat Bike course. I can't wait to shred the gnar there later this afternoon. Man, we've had some really bizarre weather, haven't we? Last week it's raining, and then it's ice, and then it's snowing, and then it's raining, and then it's ice. I don't really care. I'm happy to be sharing this earth with all my fellow earthlings. Now, in the state of Michigan, if, and this also applies to other states out there, but in the state of Michigan, if you were convicted of two or more drinking and driving offenses, and it can be a combination of operating while visibly impaired, aka DUI, and an OWI, or a super high BAC conviction, or an under 21 with a BAC, any combination of two of those, two or more, your license is not going to be suspended. It's revoked, folks. It is gone. See you later. Pretty harsh. But if that's the case and you hire the right attorney, you typically become eligible after a year to apply for a restricted license. If you meet the requirements that you are sober and likely to remain sober, and you have a relapse prevention program in place, potentially, and you have letters of recommendation and a good positive substance abuse evaluation from an evaluator. We use Shannon here in town. We use Answers Counseling. A lot of great people out there. And if you meet those requirements and you go before an attorney for the state of Michigan, they may grant you, and they have broad discretion, they may grant you a restricted license. And if so, you will be required to install what we refer to as a blow-and-go device, or otherwise known, the proper use is interlock device, an ignition interlock device that is attached to the computer of your motor vehicle. And it is a photo device. It will take a photo of you when you start the device. So how it works is, in the morning, you start the car, you turn the ignition, it's going to ask you to blow. And then you blow. 10 minutes later, it's going to ask you to blow again while the vehicle is running. And after a period of 1 year of successful use of this device, you can then apply for your full license back, and you have to go through the whole process again. That's what it's one of my specialties besides criminal defense and the business of cannabis. But you are responsible for any and all violations of this device. So, folks, number one, never leave your vehicle running or unattended, not even momentarily. So in the morning when you start that car and it's cold out and you run inside to warm it up, within a matter of time, it's going to ask you for a retest. If you fail to provide a timely rolling retest for any reason, it's considered a major interlock violation, and the state will send you a letter once they receive the violation, and they will reinstate the original revocation and denial, and you will lose your privileges again. Is that unbelievable? I always warm my vehicle up in the morning when it's like 0 degrees out. I mean, it's crazy. It's hard enough going through the system, and it's unbelievable what men and women have to go through when I represent them to get them in a position to have their license reinstated, which I do successfully. And look, I don't promise or guarantee anything. So as I say successfully, it's because we're doing our job right. But I am still not promising or guaranteeing you. If you go to somebody and they promise you something or guarantee you something, I would hire somebody else. As a lawyer, we are not allowed to promise or guarantee you anything. Now, based on our experience, I can give you my opinion, but I will not promise you if you hire me that I will absolutely reinstate your restricted driving privileges. I will do my job, and I can give you recommendations of people. Well, I can't really because I can't tell you who I've represented. And a lot of people come to me because they know somebody I've already assisted. But with that being said, no, I will never promise or guarantee you anything. Todd, you know, I'm charged with this huge drug crime, or I got caught, you know, retail fraud. I do a lot of retail fraud cases, or possession of marijuana. Am I going to jail? Well, I can't promise or guarantee you that, but based on my experience, this is my opinion, and that's not a promise or guarantee. And my fee agreement states specifically, I make no promises or guarantees. But folks, back to the ignition airlock device, never leave your vehicle unattended, never. And now, never exit your vehicle without first making sure that a rolling retest has not been requested. Arrive at whatever destination you're arriving at, look at the device, and then turn off the ignition. You should look at the device again before exiting. Do not turn your vehicle off after a rolling retest has been requested without providing that breath sample within the allocated 5-minute time frame. You see, there's going to be a 5-minute time frame in which you have to provide that second breath sample on the rolling retest. So don't hear it go off and turn the vehicle off, because again, it's a major violation. And I recommend that you periodically start your vehicle, even if it is not being driven every day, to ensure that the battery remains charged. And you must, you know, find a repair facility and contact your interlock company before making any repairs to your vehicle. So if you have to make a repair to your vehicle, contact the interlock company, contact your attorney, provide notice to the interlock company of the type of repairs and the dates they are scheduled to be completed. Very important. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about interlock use, how to properly use this device in the state of Michigan. I specialize in that, in driver's license restoration. And I would say it's unbelievable how many people face these violations. It's just ridiculous, actually. I mean, and the lawyers for the state, I mean, it's like law enforcement. Law enforcement is just following what the laws are, what they're told to do by the legislators. And it's the same thing with the attorneys for the state of Michigan. It's not their fault. They're granting you a restricted license, and they're telling you, if you screw up, this is what we're required to do. So you want to make sure you do it. Also, obtain documentation for any repairs done to your vehicle. And folks, this includes tow receipts, auto parts, receipts, dates, and signed. If you have a violation, for instance, and you should never drink or eat anything other than plain water within 15 minutes of providing the original breath sample. So if you wake up in the morning, you have to provide a breath sample. Look, there's no excuses. The state is tired of all the excuses. 15 minutes, do not eat, rinse your mouth out, no mouthwash, be careful of cold medicines, especially, you know, some of the major brands. I'm not going to state them on the radio here. And if by chance alcohol is detected, rinse your mouth off, provide a second sample within the 5 minutes. Do not just walk away from the machine. Also, I advise keep a bottle of water in your vehicle. And if you're unsure about which products contain alcohol, ask your pharmacist or someone who specializes in this. And if you by chance do have a positive BAC reading, because it does occur, I highly recommend you contact your attorney, the ignition interlock company, get yourself to a state police post or your local police station, and, you know, supply an immediate PBT with a business card or some kind of receipt from the officer who conducted the test, or an ETG test. Folks, there's an ETG test that will actually test your blood alcohol in your blood for more than 48 hours. So, and also limit the amount of people who have access to your vehicle, because whoever drives that vehicle, you are required to, one, make sure that they're a licensed driver, and two, if they, you know, blow into it and they have alcohol on their breath, it's going to fall on you. There's no reason you should not comply and get through the 1-year required period with this device. Apply to the state, get your full license back, and off you go. If you have any questions, obviously, You know, I advertise for it. I'm one of the top attorneys in the state of Michigan, together with my good friend Dwight Carpenter, who I love. I love you, Dwight Carpenter, out there. And Martin Meads down there in Grand Rapids area, another great attorney. Danny Bain, my good buddy Danny, Big Daddy Bain, in the Metro Detroit area, specializes in this. Sean Head, another great lawyer who specializes in this stuff. A lot of great lawyers out there who do this type of work. So if you're from one of those other parts of the state, if I'm not going to take your case, I'll refer you to someone who can handle it. Hey, we have to go to break. We're going to finish strong right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I'm starting to lose my voice. Yes, folks, I talk like this all the time, not just on the radio. Be sure to tip the wait staff on the way out, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made moonshine. Now the revenue man wanted Granddaddy bad. Hit it up a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told you never come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. What a huge show we've had this morning. And if you missed any part of the show, be sure to check it out on iTunes. It's free. Just go to iTunes and type in the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, Podbean, SoundCloud, and be sure to download the free app from the App Store, WUPS app. Once again, big shout out to Cherie, Beth, Norm, Mike for putting on an awesome Black Diamond group party last week at the Summit, Shush Mountain, Shanty Creek. Man, that was outstanding. I can't wait to go back there. The snow was like 3 feet. It was falling. It was 3 feet deep. It was crazy. There were sleds going all over the place, snowboarders shredding the gnar. I did a little bit of shredding the gnar myself, and I saw some ice fish and shanties out on some of the surrounding lakes. It's just great to be in a great state of Michigan, otherwise known as the Mitten State. Again, if you look at your hand, I mean, how lucky are we if you do live in Michigan? I mean, this is broadcasting all over this great planet Earth, but I mean, we are in the state of Michigan, and we walk around with a map on our hands, you know, day in and day out, day in and day out. Okay, we had an email earlier on the show from a listener who wanted to know some information as to where you can legally smoke cannabis now in this country. We talked about Alaska. You can possess up to an ounce. California, folks, was the first state to legalize medical marijuana back in 1996. And you may not know this, but it's not going to be until 2018 that you can actually open up a dispensary and legally purchase it. That's kind of crazy. I thought otherwise here. Maine? How about Maine? Maine, you can possess a whopping 2.5 ounces, similar to Michigan, although you cannot possess it in Michigan unless you're a caregiver or a cardholder. The great state of Nevada gave a responding yes to a recreational on election day. January 1st, it became legal to possess up to an ounce. That's right, up to an ounce. But there's bad news. If you want to grow your own, residents must live 20 miles outside of the nearest dispensary in order to become eligible for a grower's license. Washington, D.C., where all that crazy stuff goes in and day out, voted overwhelmingly again to legalize non-medical cannabis in November of 2014. That was quite some time ago. And they allow people to possess up to 2 ounces. How about that for a gift for the great citizens of the state of Washington, D.C.? Oregon, there's another great state. That's a beautiful state, by the way. Man, I love that state. Gave the green light to carry up to an ounce. But we are a law show. We are not advocating that anyone out there do anything that is illegal. Everything we talk about on this show, all we are doing is educating and informing the citizens of the great Mitten State, pure Michigan, the state of Michigan, and all those other states and everyone listening around the world on our podcast, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, trending high on iTunes. by the way, coming back strong today with Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. Love that song. But all I try to do on this show is provide information. And, you know, I like to think that I'm a voice for you, the people. And if you have a question or you would like me to discuss something on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email at centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com, centralmichiganlawyer@gmail.com. I will try to answer your questions, talk about upcoming subjects. I understand a lot of you would like me to have attorneys on the show to talk about family law. So Gazi Alec, if one of our 70 listeners can reach out to Gazi Alec, let Gazi know that we'd like him to come back on as a guest and do a show with us and talk about family law. Gazi Alec, Alec and Jenkins, Scott Moore, Anthony Jenkins, they do a great job at Jenkins Law, Gazi Alec and Anthony Jenkins Law Firm, Alec and Jenkins. There's a great billboard on 127 north of Gazi Alec and Anthony Jenkins. Great looking guys, what can you say? But love to have them. Pat Richards, I was fat biking with Richards at Snow Snake a couple weeks ago. I talked to Patty. I call him Patty. Patty Richards, Pat Richards. He's with Grace Solniaco, and those guys are great personal injury, workers' comp, Social Security attorneys. They do a lot of other stuff, trying to get them back on the show. John Marco, Danny Bain. Got a lot of people coming on the show. But like I said, folks, we do Mike Hyde, Marie Winters. I invited Marie to come on the show. I like to see my boys, T and C, Tony Moses and Chuck Moses. I call them T-Mo and C-Mo to come on the show. Maybe we can get a prosecutor to come on the show. Maybe Arissa Scully or, I don't know, maybe J.D. Brooks. Maybe we can get Keith Cushion or Michelle Ambrositis come on the show. I'm not brown-nosing. I would just like to have a prosecutor come on the show and give their perspective. I'm not calling them out. I'm just mentioning their names on the show. Maybe a judge, or if somebody in law enforcement out there would like to come on the show, maybe we'll invite somebody from law enforcement to come on the show. We have a great group of men and women here in mid-Michigan who do a great job at all the various departments. The troopers do a great job. Big shout out to Trooper Kraft. I see Trooper Kraft all the time at the court, and I want to give a big shout out to Trooper Kraft. He keeps us men and women safe out there on the roads here in mid-Michigan, part of the Michigan State Police Post. Does a great job. Big shout out to Dave Sabuda. We call him Buddha. Buddha and I attended CMU back in the 80s, and we were also fat biking with Malpe and everybody else at Snow Snake a couple weeks ago. So it was good to see everybody out there. But look, we're going to have some great shows coming up. Everybody get out there. Enjoy the afternoon. Whether it's raining, snowing, whatever it's doing where you live, be safe. Make sure you have the right gear on, and go outside and enjoy life, man. Get out there and fish, hunt, boat, do whatever you do outdoors. There's no reason to be sitting around. Okay, yes, I do like to watch football, so I try to watch football, but I don't want to be – I feel guilty when I'm sitting on a couch because I could be outside doing something. Sometimes I'll just go outside. I'll just go outside. And if it's dark out, that's not an excuse to stay indoors. Get outside. Get up to Jay Sporting because they make some great lighting, LED lights. You can go outside and do whatever you want at night. Just be safe. Do not drink and drive. Make sure you have a designated driver, and just have a great day. And remember, when you're down, there is nowhere to go but up. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, 989-772-6000. And the Todd L. Levitt Law Show will be back next week, same place, same time, 9 to 10 a.m. Catch us on the podcast. Without further ado, we're going to have Steve Earle take us out. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Take us out.
And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around, and Dr. Robert Townsend for 97th District. Send a doctor to the house.